Okay, I have a legal Q&A to tell you about regarding a buyer's deposit, but first I promised you a bagel story. I bought bagels last week for the first time since 1977. That's when I moved to Santa Barbara, and I never bought a bagel because I'm from New York and they just wouldn't live up to it. So why did I buy? Well, the owner, Daniel, is from Chicago, and his story is he has a lot of relatives in New York, and he used to visit New York, as did I, and he'd bring home to Santa Barbara New York bagels. So he decided to figure out how to make New York bagels. The name of the business is Yetzi's Bagels. Y-E-T-Z. Y-E-T-Z apostrophe S. Yetzi's Bagels. They are located at 250 Stork Road, Unit G. It's in the Target shopping center. It's up near the corner of Hollister and Stork. A lot of parking. It's behind the Jack in the Box. Target shopping center. Okay. It opened at 6:30 a.m., closes at 2 p.m. Next to Cadario's. He's got all kinds of bagels. I ate a bagel for dinner 3 nights in a row after I bought the bagels. First night was a kind of a smoked turkey breast, open face. They sell sandwiches. I like them open face. And next night was egg salad with something else. Of course, the usual tomato, thin sliced cucumber, red onion. And the third night was just the smoked turkey breast. I was going to put cheese on it and under a broiler, but I'm kind of hooked. So I have a problem. Now I'm hooked on Yetzi's bagels. So go in there and try them and buy one, buy a half dozen. If you freeze them, you slice them first, so it's easier to defrost. But they make them fresh every day. And go in there and tell them you heard it on Radio Real Estate. Maybe you'll get a surprise. And surprise is you'll get nothing. So I don't know. Okay. Yetzi's Bagels. Stork Road, Target Shopping Center. So the legal Q&A. Listing agent receives an offer on a single-family home. The buyer submits an offer for $1 million. Where is this house, I'd like to know. The buyer intends to be an owner-occupant. The buyer proposed to submit a $5,000 deposit up front, followed by another $50,000 as an increased deposit after removing all of the buyer's contingencies. The buyer has initialed the liquidated damages clause. Liquidated damages clause means that if the buyer defaults, the buyer and seller agree in advance that the seller shall keep the deposit. But there's some restrictions there that you have to know about. Like, for example, I'm going to give away part of the answer, but it's capped at 3%. So if he's buying a house for 1 million, the most a seller can keep if you both sign liquidated damages is 3%. Well, you say, well, but he gave 55,000. Well, that's not what liquidated damages says. The liquidated damages, the seller agrees he'll accept not more than 3%. So if the seller agrees to the buyer's terms, which of the following statements is false? If the buyer defaults, the seller will not be entitled to retain more than the deposit actually paid as liquidated damages. Well, because I gave you a little precursor story, that is true. You can't keep more than 3%. Now, it says you can't keep more than he actually paid. He paid 55,000. Well, that's true. You can't keep more, but the fact is you can't even keep the 55,000. So they've been very sneaky with that, trying to make it seem like that was false, but it's true. It's just not the whole truth and nothing but the truth. When the increased deposit is submitted to escrow, you should ask the buyer and seller to sign an increased deposit form. Yeah, well, that's true. If the buyer refuses to remove the buyer's contingencies, the seller can retain $5,000 as liquidated damages. Well, that's also false. And finally, the maximum the seller can retain as liquidated damages is $30,000. Well, I already gave you that answer up front. That's 3%. That's the liquidated damage. That's what it stands for. The buyer, C says the buyer can, if the buyer refuses to remove the contingencies, the seller can retain the liquidated damages of the first initial $5,000. Well, that's not true. That's why you have contingencies. You can say, you know what? I'm not removing these contingencies. I want my deposit back. And that's when the buyer can get his deposit back. After you remove all your contingencies, then your deposit is at risk. So that's a little legal Q&A. They always try to throw things in there and throw you a curveball. But see, you didn't fall for it. That's because you're listening to Mark Schneidman's Radio Real Estate, radiorealestate.com. We're going to take a quick break and come back with the weekly multiple listing sales update. Stay tuned. You'll be right back.